AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Vice President Kamala Harris has chosen Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. They're to appear at a rally in Philadelphia tonight. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance had this reaction.
This is a person who listened to the Hamas wing of her own party and selecting a nominee. This is a guy who's proposed shipping more manufacturing jobs to China.
The Justice Department says a Pakistani man alleged to have ties to Iran has been charged in a plot to carry out assassinations of American public figures on U.S. soil.
A thief merchant allegedly traveled to New York in April for the purpose of hiring hitmen, even paying a $5,000 advance to the would-be assassin, who were actually undercover law enforcement officers. He was arrested last month before he could leave the U.S., and the plot was foiled by the FBI. Court documents do not identify any of the potential targets, but the case was unsealed just weeks after U.S. officials disclosed that a threat to Donald Trump's life from Iran prompted additional security in the days before a Pennsylvania rally last month in which Trump was injured by a gunman's bullet. Norman Hall, Washington.
Hamas has chosen a new leader, Yahya Sinwar, who masterminded the October 7 attacks in Israel. And Lisa Dwyer has new details on a rocket attack on a U.S. military base in Iraq.
U.S. officials say five U.S. service members and two contractors were injured when two rockets hit a military base in Iraq Monday. Five of those injured are being treated at the El Asad Air Base, and two were evacuated, but all seven are reportedly in stable condition. The rocket attack is the latest in what's been an uptick in strikes on U.S. forces by Iranian-backed militias. Between last October and January, an umbrella group calling itself the Islamic Resistance in Iraq regularly claimed attacks it said were in retaliation for Washington's support of Israel in its war against Hamas in Gaza and were aimed at pushing U.S. troops out of the region. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Elon Musk's social media platform X has sued a group of advertisers, alleging what it calls a massive advertiser boycott deprived the company of billions of dollars in revenue and violated antitrust laws. And Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street as calm returned to the market a day after its biggest pullback in almost 2 years. The S&P 500 rose 1% Tuesday, breaking a brutal three-day losing streak. The Dow rose 294 points, that's about 0.8%, the Nasdaq Composite added 1%. Strong profit reports from Uber and other companies helped support the market. Uber rose almost 11%. The vast majority of stocks rose. That was the opposite of what happened a day earlier, when the unraveling of some popular trades and worries about the U.S. economy sent markets lower around the world. Treasury yields climbed, clawing back some of their sharp drops since April. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.